Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Good afternoon once again.
And we just had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Reva from the Nassau County Museum of mm-hmm. Art. And everybody comes on the show. They just bring so much information, and there's so much to do in this town that really it behooves everybody. Again, call 311 on a Saturday afternoon. You can find out if a place is opened and go for a walk. On a Saturday afternoon, you can call if you're hungry, and maybe Carol will get you fed. Okay, that's just as important.
Well, no. That's a bit of a joke.
Our next person coming up here is Carol O'Neill, who is the Regional Director of Seniors and Nutritional Services. And this is very important, honestly, getting meals to seniors. And Carol, your work is just, it's unbelievable. And I want to start this off with, first, a thank you. And tell us about the program, Meals on Wheels.
Okay. Before I tell you about Meals on Wheels, I'm just going to say a little bit about EAC Network.
That's fine.
Because the EAC Network is the sponsor of Meals on Wheels in Nassau County. Okay. EAC Network is a very unique organization.
What is it? What does EAC stand for?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
That's fine, sir.
EAC has just celebrated 46 years of service to the community. And we're a very large not-for-profit organization, and we have over 70 different programs, not just in Nassau and Suffolk County, but also in the five boroughs and Westchester County as well. And we provide services that are very different than some of the services that are out there for all age groups, starting with children. We have programs for abused children. We have programs for adolescents who have a difficulty in school. We have programs for people who are in recovery, and of course our senior programs, which really are the programs that are the heartstrings of our agency.
That's tremendous. I didn't realize it was that big an organization.
Yeah, we're very big, we're very large. We have a very large group of caring professionals and volunteers. We have a huge volunteer corps, over 350 volunteers.
That's a staff.
And of those, about 80 of them are Meals on Wheels volunteers.
Okay.
Right.
Now, when you say a Meals on Wheels volunteer, that's just to deliver, or that's also in cooking and preparing?
No.
No professionals cook, I would assume.
Exactly. I'll explain that. Let me just tell you a little bit about Meals on Wheels and how it's done. And we've been providing Meals on Wheels in Nassau County now for 26 years.
Okay.
26, 28. And we provide Meals on Wheels to all of the residents of North Hempstead who are eligible. And eligibility is so simple, we're amazed that more people don't request the service. You have to be a senior citizen, 60 years of age or older, Nassau County resident, and be unable to shop or cook because of some issue, and it's usually a medical problem.
Right.
It could be temporary. It could be somebody who fell and fractured an arm or a hip and just needs meals delivered to their home for a short period of time, or it could be ongoing, which many of our recipients of the program, that's who are getting the meals.
Right. I did have a question.
Sure.
Because I knew you were coming on and I was talking to somebody. If you have a senior who has a live-in, you know, a paid live-in taking care of them, is that a person who would be eligible for Meals on Wheels?
No.
Or because they have a person, they should cook the meal?
Exactly. The other piece of the eligibility is, besides being 60 years of age or older and not being able to cook or shop on your own, is not have someone to do it for you on a regular basis.
Okay, that was the question.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, I'm going to find out.
Yeah, this is really for that person who has either a limited family involvement or none at all.
And is there a charge?
There is no fee for the program. We ask people for a voluntary contribution to help sustain the program. Right. And you had asked me about the food, and the food is really important. There's two aspects to this program. I'll talk about the food first because that's what most people relate to. We have two ways of providing the food. We have seven hospitals throughout Nassau County, and the one in the town of North Hempstead is Winthrop in Mineola.
Okay.
And we also have a caterer who provides food to us, brings it to one of our sites, and from there we distribute the food. The way that we distribute the food, again, is very, very unique. We have a combination of Meals on Wheels volunteers who are wonderful people.
Okay.
And we also have some paid drivers. And, again, let's say the Meals on Wheels volunteer would go to the hospital. They would have a route assigned to them with a certain number of people on that route.
Okay.
And they would be delivering the food. But we're not just delivering the food. We're not a delivery service. We're not just throwing the food at the door or
like the newspaper. Comes in the morning.
We're there to be with the person, and that's where the volunteers come in. The drivers obviously can't spend as much time because they have many, many more meals to deliver. But those wonderful and caring volunteers, some of whom have been with us for 30 years. I mean, imagine volunteering for anything for 30 years. Most people don't hold a job down that
long. I agree with you.
So they're incredible people. They have a tremendous sense of humanity, and they come from all walks of life. They just wanted to give back to someone else.
Just you're saying about the volunteers. If I was a volunteer, will I go to the same house every day, or they'd send me all over the place?
No. Some volunteers, most of our volunteers are volunteering once a week.
Okay.
Sometimes
okay.
more than that, but usually it's once a week. Yes, you have so your people
assigned
to you.
So I'll know, I'll say something's going wrong here. I don't like what's going on. Oh, okay, that's good.
That's the other end of it, is that most older people who don't have family or friends looking in on them all the time, if something happens, if they may have had a medical problem, or they're just going downhill. Who's going to notice it?
I agree.
Our volunteers notice it. Our drivers notice it. And we call it a safety check.
That's so extremely, extremely important, because my parents were not at Meals on Wheels, different program, and it was a paid-for program. But the same person came every week and had a few words with my dad or my mother, and they watched, you know, to see, you know, that no one has fallen. It's just a bit of socialization to make the contact, seeing the same person every week, very, very important as part of the program.
Yes, and as you can imagine, most of us have very busy lives.
Right.
We have a lot of things going on. We're constantly in contact with person. I don't know if you could imagine someone who the only person they see every day perhaps is the mailman who drops off the mail. And their only companion is their TV.
You know, I'm well aware of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that person is going to suffer emotionally, because they just don't have that human contact. So what we're bringing into the home, which is equally important as the food, is that human contact, that sense of, I care about you, I know about you. And it gives our seniors a sense of security. Because many times, again, if you're alone and you don't have the benefit of having family or friends, you wonder, what will happen if something happens to me?
Right.
Who will I just lay on the floor? Will something happen to me? So we give peace of mind to people.
100%.
Right.
Harvard recently finished a study. I saw it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. A 75-year study with 4 different people having run it, because obviously over 75 years, people retiring, etc., that the most important thing for happiness, etc., in life is some sort of socialization.
Mm,
you can
absolutely
be the healthiest, most fit person in the world, and if you're in your house all day long watching TV, doing your exercises, it serves no purpose.
No,
you get out there and you have somebody to talk to, even if it's just, because I'm going to remember you. So next time Carol comes to the door, say, Carol, what happened with your child, your this? You told me, you can't help but share.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's getting married, your son's getting married. I'm going to ask you next week what happened. Oh, the wedding was good. You wait a few minutes, which is, those volunteers don't realize how important they are, the job they're serving.
They do realize it, and it's the reason why they keep on going.
Oh, okay.
It's the reason why they're doing it, because, and again, they're getting tremendous benefit from it, because there is also another proven study that says when people volunteer,
okay,
it lowers their blood pressure. It really does.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's healthy for you. And it's just that personal satisfaction. You know how you feel when you do something good.
Right. That's true. Okay, I like that. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like exercising, and it releases endorphins in your brain. It's the same thing with volunteering. So we encourage people who want to volunteer for the program, because we always need more volunteers, to give us a call.
Okay. The number.
Yes.
To call would be 516-539-0150. And then you have to ring extension 219.
219.
Now, that's for food and volunteering? That's for anything?
That's everything.
Everything in reference to Meals on Wheels, because it's under EAC. So the number again is 516-539-0150, and it's extension 219.
And you'll get a real person. Her name is Barbara.
That's good person. Yeah. Hit two, hit seven.
Exactly.
If you want a hot dog, hit nine.
Once you get to 219, you'll get Barbara, which is really great. Yes.
What kinds of food, in other words, when older people, some have limitations on diets, is it all, everyone, one size fits all, or are there choices within the program?
It's not so much as a choice. It's what's indicated, and I'll just backtrack on this. Once we get someone who calls either themselves or a family member or a hospital social worker, et cetera, we take the information and we send out one of our nurses or social workers to the person's home to do a really thorough assessment. And that's needed because we really need to find out about this person. For the most part, they will have several medical problems, they will be taking medications, et cetera, and we want to be sure that we're providing the right type of food. Our food is supervised. The menus are supervised and by a registered dietitian from the county. They meet all the requirements, USDA requirements for an older person. They are lower in sodium and lower in sugar. Where indicated, we will be able to provide, and that's the beauty of having the food at the hospitals. People who are renal diets, people who are on soft diets, et cetera. Anything that the hospital could provide for us is done. There's also many, many people who are in treatment for cancer, chemotherapy, on dialysis, who can't be home every day to get their food. So another part of the way that we deliver food and tailor it to people's needs is give them frozen meals. Because they don't have to be home every day, but they need the food.
They need the food.
Exactly. So we have a really nice system where we can provide the type of food that the person needs and when the person needs it. So not everyone will get a meal delivered 5 days a week, but they will get the amount of food that they need
for the week.
Right.
What's amazing is this, I mean, it's Meals on Wheels, which sounds pretty tacky, because, I mean, this is like customized food service.
Well,
that's really what we're doing, you're doing here, Carol. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, everything that we do is tailored to the individual. As I said, when we do that assessment, we find out what their needs are. We find out, do they have family members? Because another very important part of this is we have to have a contact person. Many, many times over the years, and most recently, you know, I would say it would happen at least every other month. Our drivers or our volunteers go to somebody's home. They knock on the door. There's no one there. What do? Okay, so we leave a note for the person, but also they immediately contact the office who contacts their emergency contact.
I got you. Okay, that's so important.
That's very
exactly.
Important.
Actually, I want to pick up on that. We have to take a break. We're talking here with Carol O'Neill from Meals on Wheels. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.